of law.
Do you own something that you order but isn't yet in your possession? Well, the court grabbed that question in the case of the Heavenly Hay. Charlie Boone with today's Point of Law on WCCO. Lee Bergman ran a successful livery stable. She had 6 horses of her own that she rented and 10 more that people boarded with her. The people on Thursday Island said she was a top hand at exercising, currying, caring for, and feeding the animals. One summer, Lily went to see Wilson Wembley, the local hay and feed man, and she said, "Willie, I need a winter supply of hay for my horses, but the cattle people have bought up most of it around here. I couldn't get a hold of more than 6 bales." Wilson said, "Well, hay is scarce around here, all right, but I know a fella on the mainland. He's got 100 bales. If I use Homer's barge, I figure I could lay down 100 bales for you on the Thursday Island wharf for a pretty good price." Lily said, "That's heavenly, Wilson. I agree." Next day, Wilson took off in his launch, towing Homer's barge. He reached the mainland, loaded the hay, and then he started back. Well, a storm came up, making the trip a rough one. It was dark and nasty when he tied up at the Thursday Island wharf. Wilson decided not to unload the hay until the following morning. He didn't know the barge had sprung a leak. When Wilson returned to the barge at dawn, he found the barge had sunk in 8 feet of water. He went to see Lily and said, "Well, it looks like your hay is pretty well ruined now, Lily." Lily said, "You mean your hay is pretty well ruined, Wilson?" Wilson plainly didn't mean any such thing, and the case came up in court. Wilson's attorney said, "Lily ordered 100 bales of hay from Wilson and agreed to pay for him. She became the owner at the time they made that agreement. Consequently, when the barge sank, it was her hay that was lost. She must reimburse Wilson for what he paid for that hay." Lily's attorney said, "Lily hadn't become the owner at the time of the sinking, so she's not responsible for the payment. Title here was not to pass from Wilson to Lily until the hay was delivered to her, and it was never delivered. So Willie must stand the loss." Who was legal owner of the heavenly hay when the barge sank? We'll find out what the court had to say right after this. Do you own something that you order, but it isn't yet in your possession? Not in a case like this, the New York Appeals Court decided. The agreement was that the hay was to be delivered to the town wharf. That delivery included unloading, but the hay was never unloaded. Where the agreement calls for delivery to a specific place, ownership does not change until that delivery is completed. Now, here it was not so delivered, and Wilson remained the owner. The loss must fall on him. In this particular case in New York, it's a point of law on WCCO.